All classwork will be homework for Shelby County school students this fall. WKNO's Christopher Blank reports that the online-only curriculum comes as coronavirus cases are on the rise.
Until this week, parents had the option to enroll their kids in virtual learning or to send them back to school. But in a video sent out by the district, Superintendent Joris Ray called safe reopening a myth.
Direction signs on floors, spacing desks, more hand sanitizer, and masks cannot make a school safe in a community that is experiencing a daily triple-digit increase of virus cases.
The district has faced growing protests from its teachers worried about bringing the virus home to their families. With in-person learning now off the table, the district must now create a daily regimen of online instruction for more than 100,000 students, each working on school-issued digital devices. Some charter schools in the county are planning for limited occupancy. At Freedom Preparatory's 5 schools, a small number of students can spend the day in school classrooms supervised by adults, but still taking classes virtually. Josh Zubrick is chief of staff for charters.
When you're in class on campus, you'll be on your Zoom call with your headphones, socially distanced, having breaks for bathroom, outdoor recess, but lunch will be in your classroom, breakfast will be in your classroom. You'll be with the same set of students during the day.
Zubrick says charters will prioritize younger students with special needs. Municipal school districts in Shelby County are also struggling with reopening plans. Last Friday, Collierville Schools announced a hybrid in-person and at-home school year. Some suburban parents are advocating for a full return to the classroom. The debate comes as a growing number of children are being hospitalized for COVID-19 in Shelby County. The health department today confirmed the first death of a minor due to the virus. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.
This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org.